We who are here in this hall know that the spiritual power which brought about these great events of the last century was released to the world by the cause of Baha'u'llah. We know that his tribulations, his continued exile, his long imprisonment, his unbelievable hardships were those sufferings of the divine educator which shorten the afflictions of human beings on this planet. To those inquirers who have doubts as to the possibility of the achievement of his goals, world order, divine civilization, there are these reassuring words from the pen of the ancient beauty. Justice is in this day bewailing its plight, and equity groaneth beneath the yoke of oppression. The thick clouds of tyranny have darkened the earth and enveloped its people. Through the movement of our pen of glory, we have, at the bidding of the omnipotent ordainer, breathed a new life into every human frame and instilled into every word a fresh potency. All created things proclaim the evidences of this worldwide regeneration. This is the most great, the most joyful tidings imparted by the pen of this wronged one to mankind. Wherefore fear ye, O well-beloved ones? Who is it that can dismay you? A touch of moisture sufficeth to dissolve the hardened clay out of which this perverse generation is molded. The mere act of your gathering together is enough to scatter the forces of these vain and worthless people. Through his sufferings of exile in Baghdad, his lonely sojourn in Sulaymaniyah, his further exile to Constantinople, his sufferings and hardships during the journey to Adrianople, and his final banishment to the most great prison of Akka, he gave to human beings the strength to build his new creation. His revelation erases from the minds and souls of men all feelings of inadequacy. And through the belief in him, they are empowered to serve him and to contribute their share to the achievement of the golden age of man. He abolishes with a stroke of his pen all tyrannical institutions of the past, both ecclesiastical and secular. The debris of the old order is being cleared away, and the evidences of the emerging new world are all around us. It is our responsibility to build within ourselves and within the framework of his cause that which will foster the growth of his teachings. It is the way of life for the new age. The last decade of this past century has been a glorious campaign of teaching, and up to this very moment, I have the thought that the results, the achievements of the goals of this campaign were the most important thing. I had this thought until I came to this most great jubilee. From all of the reports we have received from around the world and from the 11th hour results on the home front in the United States and in many other countries, it now appears that these 10 years constituting the most glorious crusade given to us by our beloved Shoghi Effendi, that these 10 years have been a proving time and a learning time and a seed planting time. And the great harvests from the efforts of the friends all over the world have yet to be gathered by all of us here and all of the believers in every land. The grateful heart, the happy soul, the enlightened mind of every Baha'i, though striving in every way to express gratitude to the ancient beauty for all his blessings, can find no better way to do this than to serve his cause by teaching. By teaching what his mighty pen hath revealed. Again, his words guide us. His words to his followers on teaching the faith, on teaching his cause to the entire human race are, "Say, O people, teach ye the cause of God, for God hath prescribed unto everyone the duty of proclaiming his message, and regardeth it as the most meritorious of all deeds. Such a deed is acceptable only when he that teacheth the cause is already a firm believer in God, the supreme protector, the gracious, the almighty. He hath moreover ordained that his cause can be taught through the power of men's utterances, and not through the resort to violence. Thus hath his ordinance been set down from the kingdom of him who is the most exalted, the all-wise. For all his blessings to the world of mankind, we can only use his words to express our thankfulness to him. The remembrance of God and his praise, and the glory of God and his splendor rest upon thee, O thou who art his beauty. I bear witness that the eye of creation hath never gazed upon one wronged like thee. Thou wast immersed all the days of thy life beneath an ocean of tribulations. At one time thou wast in chains and fetters. At another thou wast threatened by the sword of thine enemies. Yet, despite all this, thou didst enjoin upon all men to observe that which had been prescribed unto thee by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise. May my spirit be a sacrifice to the wrongs thou didst suffer, and my soul be a ransom for the adversities thou didst sustain.